My old intro used to have a Monster can or an energy drink. I can't remember if it was a Monster can or energy drink, but it would have it in the intro. I missed that. I missed my old intro. It's not better, so I'm not going to go back to it, but I do miss it. And speaking of missing it, have you missed me? My wonderful listener. Mi amigos, for the first time in 2024, welcome to The Strange Perspective. Welcome to my podcast. I've been gone for a few months. Kept you waiting, huh? I'm pretty sure I've done that joke before. I knew before I started recording this that I was going to release two episodes. And at the moment, when I'm recording this, it is 2:30 a.m. So if you're wondering why I'm not screaming or super hype, that's why. I'm just gonna you know, I was told recently that you should edit out when I drink. No, you know, the ASMR bullshit. The reason why I don't edit it out is because I like, and I've always liked, that this podcast is so raw, unfiltered, and real. If you hear me screaming, which, trust me, this year we'll have a couple of those episodes. I want you to know that I'm not doing it so I can get a reaction, because I've done a little of everything with this podcast. I've done happy episodes, I've done angry episodes, I've done episodes that I regret, but, okay, regret's the wrong word, I don't regret any episodes, but I've done episodes that make me cringe down to the very soul. But those were necessary, right? You need to do these episodes. You can grow as an entertainer, as a podcaster, whatever the fuck, you know? I'm recording my Let's Play of Resident Evil 2, and so far it's among the best I've ever done. Easily top three. And I don't say that unless I really, really mean it. But there's more stuff I wanted to talk about now that I started doing this podcast episode specifically. Because I want to start the podcast year in a positive light. And I will try. But this episode is about pro wrestling. And so it will be a very niche audience that will listen to this, which is one of the reasons why I'm releasing two podcast episodes. Not many people will listen to this episode. And that's fine. That's absolutely fine. I'm never going to let that stop me making podcast episodes that I want to talk about. The problem with talking about pro wrestling is that the audience is so small that not only does that affect download numbers, which is, you know, I've never cared about that to that extent. The problem is that I don't have many people that I know in my own personal circle that I can talk about this with. So the podcast episode becomes my wall that I talk to. Because there's no feedback. Or the feedback is very, very small. Anyway, 4 minutes in. I should probably start talking about it. And the structure of this episode, I've been thinking about it, especially while turning on the MacBook so I can do this podcast, is I'm going to start with a negativity. Despite me saying before that I want to start this podcast here positive, I'm going to start with a negativity so I can end this episode with positive. And the negativity is what I've said before. The wrestling community. The wrestling community. It baffles me. It baffles me how toxic and fucking insane the wrestling community is. And of course, I'm talking about X, Twitter. And before I hear anyone, or before anyone reacts with, oh my God, you can't use Twitter as an algorithm or as a blanket for how the wrestling fans are, because of course they're all toxic. Well, I repeat, my circle of wrestling fans have gotten so small that it's the only way I can see what people are saying. And I do agree that Twitter or X is a horrible way to see what the community feels, because most of them are just disgusting trolls. And I mean that in more ways than one. It doesn't change the fact that it's the only way I can see what other people think. And most of the time, I don't search for these people. I don't follow any of these people. But because X is structured the way that it is, and because the recommend for you is usually the thing that the app starts with, at least for me, I see a lot about it, since, again, I love pro wrestling. And look, I'm not talking about like a couple of months. I'm talking about years, years, years. You listening to this need to understand that this is years. And the most toxic motherfuckers, and again, what just proves my point when I say that I fucking hate quote unquote communities or fandoms, if you will, is that it's fucking toxic. And I know the wrestling fandom isn't the only one. Like, it's not, of course not. It's because fandom consists of what? People. And a lot of people, especially online, or mostly online, are pieces of shit. But to just put a blindfold on and say, no, Twitter doesn't exist. No, that community doesn't exist. No, people don't think like that. I think is just as fucking stupid. Because of course it does. But this is a community, again, on X. I'm going to stop saying that because I'm guessing that you already got that point by now. This community, this fandom of wrestling people on X consists of people that are dreaming of AEW going bankrupt and going under. They love it. They defend their product. In this case, what I see, again, in the span of several years, most of them defend WWE as if their family started a business, as if they had a personal investment in it, and maybe they do. Because, hey, I was a fan for over 20 years. Emphasis on was, mind you. And everything that, quote-unquote, their company does is perfect. It's hilarious. It is gotcha. It is brilliant. And everything that the opponent do, or the enemy, which is... yeah. What they do is stupid, childish, horrible. This is why AEW sucks. This is why WWE sucks. I am a firm believer that if you don't like a product, a wrestling company, a video game company, AAA game developers, indie developers, whatever it may be, if you're not a fan of the product, you do not have a right to tell other people, you cannot consume this product. You are not allowed to listen to this artist. You are not allowed to play this video game because I take offense to it. I have a lot of anger towards people that think like that. The nerve, the entitlement is insane, and I fucking hate it. So I've always said, and I'm a firm believer of, you don't have a right to tell people that. But you do have a right to not consume the product yourself. And that's where your right stops. What you do with your money, how you spend your time, is entirely up to you. And no one can tell you otherwise. You telling other people what to do, go fuck yourself. So, for me personally, I'm not a fan of WWE anymore. I have been since I was a little kid. Fuck, I have been, according to my mom, since before I was born, because when she was pregnant with me, she would just watch wrestling every day. I will always love WWE for what they have done and for how my wrestling fandom has grown and become what it is because of them. But I cannot, or I don't want to, support a product that puts their sponsors on the wrestling ring. I do not want to support a product that had so many histories of fucking up, like firing wrestlers because of budget cuts, and then almost immediately after brag how much money they have. I do not want to support a wrestling company that hires people that I personally feel are pieces of shit. But it's okay because they know how to wrestle. I don't want to support a company that brings in music artists. I'm not going to mention any names, but I use that term extremely, extremely lightly, on their pay-per-view several times, and they win because that's good publicity. I don't want to support a company that's done so many things that I am not a fan of. So what do? I don't consume it. I stopped watching WWE a year ago, 2 years ago, maybe. Yeah, I want to say 2 years ago. I stopped watching it because it was painful to watch. And every time I would watch AEW, I would say, this is the wrestling that I love. This is what I enjoy. So yeah, I'm an AEW fan. I'm a humongous AEW fan. I love AEW. I went last year, 2023, to Wembley to see them, and I bought the fucking World Heavyweight replica belt. AEW has literally saved wrestling for me. And what's insane is that if I would write that on X, I would get attacked because the quote-unquote wrong company is making my fandom thrive again. It should be WWE. And even though I'm painting this picture of wrestlers, or not wrestlers, wrestling fans on X being just for WWE, I think the reason why I'm seeing so much hatred towards AEW is because negativity thrives. And it's been, when I've seen those posts, I've interacted with them. Never responded, mind you, because I don't see the point of responding. Because these people don't want a discussion. They don't want a back and forth. They don't want a healthy discussion. They want to put out negativity so they can get feedback. I know that. I know that. Of course it's like that. But that when you keep seeing that, perception becomes reality. I know how to make a difference between them because I'm old enough, but a kid that sees this does not. So it becomes their reality. And it brings me to what was originally going to be the topic for this podcast episode, and that's Sting. Sting is, and always will be my favorite wrestler of all time. while my first hero in wrestling was probably Hulk Hogan, the first one that I loved as a preteen, as a very, 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 very young Danny, to that point of I can actually remember his matches. I can remember the feeling that I got from watching his matches. I can remember the excitement. I can remember, you know, when you're old enough to remember the impact an artist or a movie or whatever form of entertainment had on you, Sting is that. I know I was a Hulkamania first. I remember being a Sting fan first. That's the difference. So he's always been there. And he was there when I got my first wrestling game, which was WCW Mayhem on the PlayStation 1. He was there. He was there when I played WCW NWO Revenge. Sting was there. He was there when I had my first NES emulator. Sorry, Nintendo. My first NES emulator. And I played WCW on the emulator. Sting was there. Sting was there when I bought Legends of Wrestling Showdown. And I lost my fucking mind because this was years after WCW went under. And I was finally going to play a wrestling game that had several WCW wrestlers. Sting was there. And the list just keeps going on and on and on. WWE 2K, Sting was there. And now finally, AEW Fight Forever, Sting is there. Sting has always been there as long as I've been a wrestling fan. And wrestling, pro wrestling, is without a doubt my biggest passion in life. For fuck's sake, I have... Pro wrestling is real. People are fake, tattooed across my entire arm. And what's insane about that tattoo is that the older I get, the more true it becomes. Pro wrestling is real. People on X are fake. And that's just one example. There's so many times where you can take that tattoo and put it into a life situation to find out that it's true. My most real feelings, emotions, adrenaline, excitement, tears have come from pro wrestling. My fandom knows no bounds, but it would be... not dead, very dormant if it wasn't for AEW. And that's enough for me to be a huge AEW fan. And according to the wrestling fandom on X, I should be hanged for that. It's insane. It's insane. It angers me, which is why I try not to interact with it. But when it is your biggest passion and someone says that's stupid, of course you're going to give them feedback because that's just how we work. That's why the system works, sadly. But to go back to Sting, just that example of how WWE treated Sting in his last match, which is fucking war crime. Or it wasn't even his last match, because he had matches after that. His first and only WrestleMania match. Even when Sting had his first and only WrestleMania match, WWE could not stop from feeding the commentators the line, "Soak it in, Sting. This is how it feels like." Referring to this is how an actual wrestling place should be like. Not like TNA, not like WCW. Forget all of those stuff. This is the real stuff. And you compare that to the run Sting had in AEW. It's fucking crazy. And I thank Tony Khan for it. And again, if I would write that on X, the wrestling fandom would want me hanged because it's the wrong company. But the run Sting had in AEW not only honors the wrestler it showed to a young generation what Sting meant to people like me, the older generation, if you would. It was crazy good. And I love that run. It is among my favorite, if not my favorite run Sting has ever had. And I repeat, Sting has been there since the beginning of my fandom. That final match that happened earlier this year in 2024, if you haven't seen it, I urge you, please watch that match. Which also made me want to do this podcast episode because I saw that match alone. I didn't have my wrestling buddies with me. I didn't see it online with anyone. I saw it completely alone. And man, did that fucking suck. That sucked. And I'm not trying to make anyone, especially anyone really close to me that, you know, that used to watch wrestling with me, I'm not trying to make anyone feel bad. I'm just telling you the truth. I understand why I saw it alone. I know why I saw it alone, and it's fine. But it sucked. It sucked. There's no other way around it. I wish I saw it with more people, and I just sat there alone in my bedroom. But the other way of seeing that is my fandom is so huge that I can watch it alone in my bedroom, and I still had a wonderful time. That match was that fucking incredible. It was that incredible. Raw, unfiltered, non-edited podcasts. It's what I do, for better or worse. Thank you, Sting. I never played sports with my dad. I never played video games, maybe just a few times, but generally speaking, I never played video games with my dad. We never did any form of sports together. We never did any handiwork together. He doesn't have the patience, and I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, so I don't blame him for one second. I wouldn't have that patience with me either. We never did any of those things except pro wrestling. Pro wrestling was always there. And he would always light up when I went apeshit because Sting showed up on screen. So thank you, Sting, for being the entertainer that you are, the pro wrestler that you are, that had made me spend time with my dad. Thank you, Sting, for the memories. Thank you for being one of the best characters in the video games. Thank you for everything, and thank you, AEW, for giving him the run that he deserves. Thank you, Tony Khan, for seeing him for the legend that he is. And fuck you, wrestling community, on X, that would have me hanged for saying that. I'm never going to tell you what product to consume, that's your right, but don't fucking tell me what products I get to consume. Because AEW is just for me, light years ahead in terms of the simple question of, am I entertained? And I am. That's how much I love that company and the run that Sting had. So again, thank you, Sting. And that is where I'm ending this episode. I want to end with positivity. I got my points across. And like I said, I'm going to release two episodes at the same time. This was a very calm one. I'm back. And I have several episodes already lined up. I've been recording before I, you know, release this. So don't worry, amigos. There are more episodes coming. Thank you for listening. I'm back, and adios.